raises several questions in simple interpretation. Vayera Elav Hashem, as the font of here. Who Yeshev Pesach Oil Dechoim Ayoim, Vayisa Eina Vayar Vine Shloisha Noshim Nitzov Malom, Vayar Vesekrosim Pesach Oil Vishtach Oarza. So it needs to be understood in the very first phrase, Vayera Elav Hashem. Who Yeshev Pesach Oil. Right. What is the what's the Kiddush Baruch Hu doing? So what do we usually assume? What was that? Bikur Cholam. Right? Because Rashi was bothered by this. Right? Because the Vayera Elav doesn't have any, there's nothing happens afterward. It's just a Ki'ilu, an empty pasuk, right? Vayera Elav Hashem, Vayera Mamrei, Vayera Tavavayit, Chayem. Nothing happens. Right? If this pasuk wouldn't be there, so what would we be missing? Vayisa Eino Vitzart, Hu Yeshay Pesach Oel, Gucham Vayom, Vayisa Eino Vayom, Eino Vayom, Yeshay Shat Noshim, Nitzom Malam. So that's it. Rashi quotes the Medrash that the Kadosh Baruch Hu just came because he just done the bris. Rashi is focused also on Vayera Elav. It should say someplace Avram, Vayera El Avram, to new parsha. But Elav means it's referring back to Avram in the last parsha. So even though it's a new parsha, it's connected to the previous parsha because Baruch Hu comes Levakir Asachola. Ben Ezra suggests, "Vayera Elav Hine Ktsas Omru Ki Hashem Shlosha Noshim Hu Echon V'Hu Shlosha V'Lo Yisparadu V'Nei Shachu V'Yavo Shnei Malachim Sdoma V'Meforshim Omru Shashem Nira Elav V'Maris Nevuah." That the Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram as a nevuah, but achar kach nasa eino v'roah shloshim malachim. In other words, that this is that the pasuk introduces the nevuah, which is going to happen. This is a reference to the Rambam Shita that the three malachim is all a nevuah. It's the position the Ramban quotes and strongly criticizes. But then the pasuk reads, Vayera Elav Hashem. Now this is the substance of the nevuah. Because Baruch Hu gave him the following, he gave him the news about, and Avram sees himself in the nevuah, he sees himself as providing for the malach. And he gets the besura of the timing of Yitzchak's birth, and ultimately gets the Vesura of Sodom. Right? Ramban quotes Rashi, Levaker Sachola, and then he says, Ubisefer Mer Nevuchim, he quotes the Rambam Shita, and then he says that Elu Dvar Mesayisim HaKosav, but the Rambam writes against Chumash, also L'shoimam, and it's also to discuss them, Af Ki Lamim, certainly goes without saying that you can't believe what the Rambam says. Right, and then the Ramban goes on to describe what a Mar Nevuah is when it comes to a Malach. Ki kol mokim shuhuzgar ba'kosiv riyas malach oy diber malach hu b'mara oy b'chalayim. Anytime we have a Nevuah with a Malach, so then it's either a vision or it's a dream. Ki harigeshim lo yasigu ha-malachim. But when it comes to a Maris Nevuah or a Maris Chaloyim, so one can imagine, and he gives various examples. And then he describes how the Nevuah of Moshe is different than the Nevuah of the Yovis. Then he quotes Chazal that point out that the seeing a malach is not necessarily the same thing as a nevuah, and therefore it can be done. It can happen in. It can be perceived by real senses. So that takes Ramban back to the question. So what's the Vayera Elov Hashem? According to Rambam, it is an introductory sentence, which then is introducing the Nevuah, which is going to happen, of the three Malachim. So according to Rambam, as Ibn Ezra was pointing out, we have a reasonable approach to the Pasuk. But Yeru Lev Hashem, what was the Re'iyah? That was the upcoming event. But according to Ramban, the upcoming event was a separate event. And it's incorrect to say by Yeru Lev Hashem, because it's not a Nevuah. It's not B'chaloyim. Ubamaris doesn't appear as Nevuah appears the Yovis. So therefore, Vayera Lev Hashem has to be a separate event. It cannot describe the Malachim. According to Rambam, Vayera Lev Hashem could describe because it is a Kadosh Baruch Hu visiting Avram B'Toras Nevuah. And Nevuah is different levels, the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevuah of the Yovis. But according to Ramban, the perceiving Malachim is not a Nevuah. Perceiving Malach Nevuah has to be b'chaloyim, has to be in some kind of, we would call it in our terms a less conscious state. It might be a state of higher consciousness, a state where a person is detached from the ways that we perceive and the way that the physiological processes that the mind works with. So Nevuah has to be that a person is perceiving things in a way that's beyond the physiological processes of the brain. That's a Nevuah. So the Ramban says, so Vayera Elov Hashem has to be something distinct, because the Malachim, the event of the Malachim was an event that took place with all the normal physiological processes that a person has. All right. So now he says, "Lo'idia hamokoyim asher boy nimol." It's davke be'elonei mamre, because that's where the bris took place. V'ze gilui shchina elom lema'alo uchevoy loy. And this Ramban is saying something very similar to Rashi, but explains us the omkus of Rashi. It was Rashi saying it was bikur cholim. Rashi saying Kadosh Baruch Hu was being megala to us one of the ways in which a person does chesed, that ultimately later on when we do chasadim, it'll be a form of hidamus elokus. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is raising the acts of chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu visits Avram. So what does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu visits Avram. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is performing for Avram what later on he'll expect us to perform, and we'll see it as an act of doing what God does. However, Ramban explains that Vayera Elov Hashem, the Pashtus is, right, it doesn't say Vayivakir Hashem, it doesn't say Kadosh Baruch Hu came lechazkoi lerapoisai v'zeh gili hashchina elo lemala uchavoid loy. This is simply a Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avraham Avinu. Nothing happened. Apostle Kipshutai. Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram, and Avram has a hergesh, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's here. That's what happened. Why did that happen? Because the man just had a bris, the age of 99. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he deserves some schar. So I'm going to give him the greatest schar a person can have in this world. And that is to have Megila Lukus. To have Kadosh Baruch Hu spend time with him. Right? We spend all our lives in the Olam HaAvoda in order that La'asad Lavai will have Devekus with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And the Shamas will return and have close to Sakharish Baruch Hu. Kiva Selekin. Sakharish Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give Avraham Avinu the greatest char. I'm going to give him Devekus. I'm going to give him Kiva Selekin in the highest order. B'Olam HaZeh. And Ramban says, where do we find a similar event? Vayikra Parsha Shmini, that we built the Mishkan, and the Shechina comes to rest in the Mishkan. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Vayerech v'yed Hashem al kol ha'am." Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say anything. Nothing happens. There's no mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu gives then. So we understand it to be, when we read the Chumash, we understand it to be Kadosh Baruch Hu came and received the korbanos, eish came el mala. So we had a sense that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking up residence in the Mishkan. We had a sense that our avodas at Mishkan, our binyan was accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. We had a sense that the tshuva that we done for Chen Egel was now complete. Ramban says, but that's what we impose the pasuk. When you read the pasuk straight, it says Vayerech Vayed Hashem El Kol Ha'am. That means everybody had a hergish that Kadosh Baruch Hu was with them. Why? Because they had done, right now, Klal Yisrael had built, had dedicated themselves to build a Mishkan, and they deserved the schar. So they got the greatest schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Vekas. And the heritage of Kadosh Baruch Hu is close by. Ve'ein gili yashchino kan ve'chan le'tzavois le'mitzvah or le'diber klal. And the Gilei Shechina that Avram had after Bris, and the Gilei Shechina that Klal Yisrael had after Binyan HaMishkan, wasn't to give a mitzvah, wasn't to tell us something, any musar, wasn't to give us some insight in the Gemol a mitzvah anasis kvar. It was schar for a mitzvah, gemol a mitzvah, ulaydia. And to teach us, Kadosh Baruch Hu was happy. Kadosh Baruch Hu had nachas. He was makabel. He was makabel the mitzvah, makabel the amidas and mishkan. Kenyan Shanemar David HaMelech says, Ani b'tzedek eches eponecha esva malkitz t'muna secha. Ani b'tzedek, he says, halavai, he says, I should deserve eches eponecha. What's eches eponecha? I should deserve, like Shiv Tavir Hashem Kol Mechaya. Ani b'tzedek. I pray that b'tzedek, that I should deserve. Esba b'akitz munasech, I'll have some, when I'm awake, when I'm living in this world, I'll have some appreciation of t'munasech. Esba b'necha what? Esba b'necha some bracha, he wants from Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wants some insight. He wants Chochmas Shleim. Ani b'tzedek, he wants to have a mito shleima. All his kids should be from. Ani b'tzedek, echad ponecha. He says, I would love out of that I should deserve tveikas. Kiris Elikim. V'chein b'Yaakov, v'yifku malachei Elikim. When Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Yisrael, so it says, v'yifku boy malachei Elikim, very end of Vayetze. So again, so when we learn the Pasuk, so we say, oh, those are the malachei Eretz Yisrael coming to greet Yaakov Avinu and to take over from the malachei Chutz Laretz. That's what the Medrash says. What's the pshat and pasuk? The Malach Elikim came to meet Yaakov Avinu. And what happened? What did they say to him? Vein shom diber v'lechit shubayg da'avar. When they came, how come they didn't say anything? How come there was no event? What did they come for? Rak shezochel nirias Malach Elyon v'yoda ki masa v'tzuyim. Because all that happened is the Malachim came, and there was a Kiras Elikim, and Yaakov Avinu now understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of those years when he ran away from Esav, because his mother told him to run away, the years that he spent by Shem Be'ever, all the years he struggled with Lavan, whether he should have come back earlier, should he have left after he had all the children, before he spent another 7 years working. See, it's Vegas. Then Esav came. He had a battle with Amalek. He limped away. So now he came back to Eretz Yisrael. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, he's Mekabel. V'yoda she ma'asa b'tzuyim. So the two things. One is, and why does the Rebbe have to know ma'asa b'tzuyim? Less anxiety. But Yeshivada said, no, that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that you're Roy. You're Roy for Kivas Elikim. Rak shezoch l'smalchei elyon. V'cheinu yavron b'riyas ashchina. Zchus v'avtocha. And that's what's happening in this parasha. So the Yisoid of this parasha, this Ramban is giving us the Yisoid. And that is that simply having Kivas Elikim, schar. Having Kiras Elikim is an achievement in and of itself, right? That which we understand from the later Svarim to be the goal of the Olam HaAvoda, to be the goal that the Neshama Vayara Elikim is a Or Ki Tov. According to Ramchal, that means Kadosh Baruch Hu established Kiras Elikim Dveikus. Right, that's the oil they don't have in this world. So the Ramban says every so often, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to give this char v'hayalma." V'chein hoyilam v'chein omru biyardei yom ze keli v'yanveyu rosa shivcha shebi al yom mashal leiro yechezkel ben buzi. So again, when we think about this medrash, what do we think? We think, well, it means that the Shivcha Shevi Yom saw the nays of Kriyas Yamsuf. So Rosh Shivcha Shevi Yom, the Shivcha Shevi Yom saw the fantastic nays, a greater nays than Yechezkel. So the Rambam says, no, that's not what Chazal is saying. Chazal is saying, of course, Shivcha Shevi Yom saw the Kriyas Yamsuf. Chazal is saying more. The Keli V'Yanveyu means that the Shivcha Shevi Yom had Dveikus. Zchus lehem be'eis ha'neis ha'godol sheminu ba'ashem Moshe Avdoi. They had a tremendous chus. They walked into Yam Suf. They walked in, they charged forward. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're all going in. They followed. There were four groups by Yam Suf. Three out of four didn't want to follow. Right? Some wanted to go back, some wanted to fight. Some wanted to surrender. But at the end, Klal Yisrael followed 25% who said, we're following Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a huge chus. Pa'om v'miyove v'shas ha'kesef v'yor mekol leida lirgoy v'yisom v'avon v'chweid Hashem nir v'oil moyin el kol m'nei Yisrael v'yiz el hogin al avod v'atzadikim u'l'chweidim. And he says, sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu will come for a different reason, to protect Moshe Rabbeinu when Klal Yisrael is challenges Moshe Rabbeinu. So there it comes with a specific purpose. Masha'ena Cain in these three situations, four, Avram by Bris Milah, Yaakov Avinu by his return to Eretz Yisrael, and Shifcha Shemiyam. There, Torah doesn't tell us what happened. Kirvas Elikim. V'al tochosh lehefsek ha-parsha, so then don't be concerned. Right? That means that the reason why other Rishonim did not accept this approach, after all, Ramban is Pashat. Mamamish Pshat and Pashat. Vayei Reilav Hashem. Nothing happened. So Ramban's Gvaldik. So why did others accept it? Because it really belongs in last week's Pashat. That's the Bris Milah. Why is it this week's Pashat? So he says, don't get worried about that. Al Tochus Lev Seka Pashat. Because it says Vayei Reilav. It doesn't say Vayei Hashem Al Avro. So clearly it's referring to him of the previous parsha, the Torah is with Tzarif them. Abul the parsha rotzil esader kovet hanas aloi be'eiz she'os ha'mila. Ve'omar ki nigle se'lov ha'shchina v'sholoch elov malochim levaser es ishte v'gam la'atzil sploit ha'chavavuroi ki avrom nisbasu b'ben mipi ha'shchina kvar v'yosar mipi malochim shedivim avrom k'desh letish masorah. The Ramban says because Avram received many a lot of different forms of schar for the Bris Milah. So one was that Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him and said, as we said, one was that the Malachim came. One was that Kadosh Baruch Hu will now save Lot. So all of these things, the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Masadar. These are all things that are happening after the Bris. So the entire parsha is the parsha of what Avram was zeichet at because of Bris Milah. V'zu kavanosam, and that's what Chazal mean when they say Levakir Asachoyle. Shlohoyle Dibur Elachvoyle. What they mean is not the way that we usually understand that there's an Indian of Bikur Cholim, but Kadosh Baruch Hu was coming simply to spend time with Avraham Avinu. Then the Ramban says that Chazal point this out. They point this out in the Medrash. He says, Mizbech Adoma Tasali, Ma in Zeh shebonim mizbech lishmi already niglo levorcha Avram shebol atzmi lishmi alas kam bekam. Right, he says it could be v'shemot, could be that Chazal meant something more. Could be Chazal meant that he sent them a refuah. Shehoyin loy b'maru shchina ripoy lemachlas amila ki kein roy liyos kiddushim or pnei melachaim. It could be, and that's what some of the more recent forum point out. If you look at the pasuk, so it says, "Vine hu yoshev Pesach oil kichayim ayoyim." Right, lechayim that means he is convalescing. Vayiseinu vayar, vine shloisha nashim alav, vayar vayoritz lekirasam. What happened? One moment he's convalescing, sitting because he's. He's bedbound. The next moment, Bayav is a grossam, Bayoyman, he's running around. Right? Very, very active parsha. After he runs to get them, Bechopas Lechem. Right? Bayimar Avram Oela, Marvi, Shlesh Ksim, El Bokeros Avram. Right? Vigechem Vacholam. So, when Avram is all of a sudden switched from being bedbound, running around shechting animals. That's why Yeruv is a Ramaz. That could be. That's what it means. Levakros a chayla. There are three halachas in Bikur Chayla. One is to daven for the chayla. One is to service the chayla, and one is to bring a refuah to the chayla. Right? Bikur Chayla is three halachas. One is to be misvalo, That's why when after one leaves the chayla, one davens for the chayla. That's why the Gemara says that people should not visit chaylim when they're first in the morning or last thing at night, because many chaylim in the morning they're strong, and at night they're very very shvach. So you visit the chayla in the morning when he's strong, you think, God, he's getting released, he's good. Then if you visit him at night, the Gemara says, you may think, this guy's already over a bottle, and I'm a spell for a day. So he responds, he has to visit during the day. So when you see that one of the aspects of Bigu Cholim is to be in a position to be mispallel for the person. Right? You hear a person sick, so then that's, but you go and see, and you see how difficult things are for him, so then it gives you a greater sense of being mispallel. Right? Then one is Levaker, to service him, what the Cholim needs. He's bedbound. Part of it is that one of the that the chayla feels out of the loop, and one of the purposes is you make him feel much better. He's not forgotten, right? And the third is that the Gemara says that when you visit an ill person, so you take part of the chayli away. Right? And that's probably supported by research as well. That a person who feels stronger, emotionally stronger, will become physically stronger as well. So the Ramban says it could be that what Chazal are referring to over here is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu came to bring him a refuah. But Yehi Lov Hashem means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is merapim. Because how else can you explain how he goes from Mihu Yeshayi Pesach Oil to Vayar Vayoritz? So maybe that's what Chazal mean when they say that he came to do Bikur Cholim. He came to be Merav. But the Yisod that the Ramban establishes over here is that Kirvas Aleikim, just what we often express through the Mitzvos Yishorim, through Ramchal, Derech Hashem, that the schar of all of our avoiders, kirvas elikim, in the Eilam HaEmes, so Ramban says there can be a kirvas elikim in this world. The Ramban says that we have three evidences of this. Four. Ready? Avraham Avinu, Yaakov, Klal Yisrael by the Mishkan, and Shivcha Mayashiv. Right? Three evidences. Right? And one could suggest, based on the Ramban, that even people of lesser accomplishment will have a kiras lakim of a lesser sort. Right? When David HaMelech said, "Ani ben tzedek echza panecha," so the David HaMelech was saying that there is a kiras lakim that when a zeichetu, when one does a bris at the age of 99, and there is a kiras lakim that when a zeichetu, when one is out of one's home for over two decades, and one is suffering terribly by being in Golus, and one's undergone very difficult situation with cheating by Lavan, and comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and there is a kirva selakim that one is zeicher when one builds a mishkan, and when one follows Moshe into Yamsuf. But l'chora, what the Ramban is also pointing out to us, and this by quoting David HaMelech, "Ani ben tzedek echza panecha," that people of lesser accomplishment can be zeicher to lesser moments of kirvas elikim, but those moments should be viewed as a schar in and of themselves. And a person can have a kirvas elikim in when he feels a certain Yeshua, right? And he feels that Achmanel Aslan, he was heading to have a very difficult fate, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu snatched him and gave him a Yeshua. Right? A person can feel a kirvas elikim when everything just fits in perfectly. All of a sudden, right? Baruch Hashem, whatever it is, He's married. He's learning. He has a job. He's a child. Mamash. Everything fits in. Here's a kirvas elikim. Right? A person can feel a kirvas elikim at moments of hislavos, whether it's in a yomtiv, whether it's saying a halal, whether it's by kol nidre, by neila, by marakoyim, right? The different points of kirvas elikim. So those the Ramban refers to as ha'oras panim l'char. That's what it means. Ha'oras panim is a form of a kirvas elikim. Ramban says that the third part of the bracha of the Birchas Koyanim, Yibrach Hashem Vishmerecha, the second part, Yo'er Hashem Pona Ve'lecho Vichu Neka. What does Yo'er Hashem Pona mean? Yibrecha means a bracha. Yishmerecha means a bracha should hold on to the bracha for us. Good, should watch over the bracha. Right? Yisem L'cho Sholem, we can understand what Sholem. What's Yo'er Hashem Pona Ve'lecho? So Ramban says there's such a thing called the Ha'oras Ponim. So when you bring nachas to a parent, to a grandparent, you get ha'oras panim. Right? You feel good about what you've done because you receive just the fact that the person that you're helping, the person that you're giving nachas to, greets you with a pleasant, accepting, generous face. That's the Oras Panim. So, Yo'er Hashem Panim Eilecha means that Kodim are giving us a bracha that we should feel the Oras Panim from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Things should happen that we should feel Kodesh Baruch Hu is happy with us. Kodesh Baruch Hu is provided for us. We've got nachas. We provided nachas. Is mekabel what we're doing. So those are hergeshim that a person feels sometimes. So that's the birchas of Yor Hashem Ponim. So Lanias Daiti, the Ha'oras Ponim is a zeranpin of the Vayera Hashem of the Devekus. It could be that you have to be in Avraham Avinu to do a bris at 99, and then you get the Kodesh Baruch Hu visits, Vayera Lo Shem. But Ani B'Tzedek Echsa Panecha means that people of lesser accomplishments will have moments of Ha'oras Panim. And that in and of itself is a great Tzchak. That in and of itself is to have a Zer Anpin of what we hope the Neshama has in Elvanus. And that's such an important yesoy, that they have the hergish of some kind of relation with the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Chaim Volozhiner calls it in the Nefesh HaMis Kashrus. That in and of itself is a schar, the goal, it's achieved. Even if there's nothing else happens afterward. There's no great insight afterward. There's no, I don't use the moment for any tefillah. There's no tangible schar. But the kibbutz alikim itself, that's what we are learning from this pasuk, to appreciate that being received by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe l'ma adar v'doyma, as an eranpin, something of a much, much different order. The people will say every year the president has like a Hanukkah party, right? And different chashuvim of the community go to the Hanukkah party, right? And I'm sure that this event happens in many, many different situations, many different people, in many different groups. And one of the major events is that everybody files up and talks to the president for a second, gets a handshake with the president, maybe a picture with the president, whatever. Done. So apparently, that's a coveted moment, right? There are people who very much want to be on the list to get invited to these things. People are excited about it, to take a picture of it, right? So apparently, this is a... You don't get anything for it. You don't walk away with anything. walk away of having had a moment, 15 seconds, right, with the president. So if having 15 seconds with the president is an achievement in and of itself, so then achas kama v'kama, having haras panim, having a vayir l'osha. Good. You went to the dinner before?
The pasuk that says,
it says,
tzedek,
that
we deserve it.
Yeah, it is.
I don't understand how we're jumping from, if we're not,
how are
we getting to
ask the benefit? We're suggesting that David HaMelech says, I pray that I deserve the echza panecha. That's not, l'chayr, it's not the same thing as v'yeira l'vasham, not the same darga. Try something like more like ha'oras panam, saying in between.
But there'd be no way to get echza panecha without deserving it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There would be no way.
L'chayr, yeah.
It's not like something you can get as a
panecha. I mean, I don't know. It's chosobe, I don't know. But to Mr. Ramban, it would not seem that way. Mayor.
Is that the schar? If you get that schar in this world, would that take away from?
We don't know these things. There would be source that would indicate that, but l'chayra, Chesh Baruch Hu has Cheshvanus. He's not, he's at all freaking out. Go ahead.
What would the Ramban say?
Is it a reason for a person to ask not to have tzaddikim? They ask not to get schar in this world. So when a tzaddik ask not to have, I don't know.
Why would that be contingent
on
the
schar?
Why would that be considered like the
schar?
Our connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Like the
schar
from
Neshbo,
then you get some type of
when Hashem comes. But if the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to feel a more intense connection, right?
So this isn't the only place where we see the words Vayira Hashem Elav Hashem, meaning also in Lech Lecha, right? There's also a passage Vayira Hashem Elav Hashem.
What happens after that?
So then, what
goes on after that? Right.
So would the Ramban also say that there was something Avraham did over there?
L'chayr, the Ramban is pointing out that this is the only place where it says Vayera L'Hashem and nothing happens afterward.
Okay.
There are many places where it says Vayera and Vayomer.
Right.
So then it means that there was a Chana that the person made in order to have the Nebuah. Right? Okay. Yomer means the Rabbi Solomon has an essay where he points out that when we learn the Pasuk by Yomer Hashem Elavram, so we think, God's with him. Next Pasuk, right? We think it's a. If Solomon points out that in order for a person to have a Nebuah, the amount of Hachana, Ruchzis de Kamar, a person has to do, is enormous. So he says, when you see the words, Vayomer Hashem, Yidaber Hashem, so you have to stop for a moment and say, what Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling me is that this person is on the level of a Navi, alright, that's three lines in Rambam, what it means to be on the level of a Navi, and that this person now has done the Hachanais that a Navi has to do to have a Rias Hashem. So that's Vayera Lo Hashem. Vayomer means there was Hachana, there was an Ali Ruchnius, there was some kind of, if it's not Moshe Rabbeinu, some kind of Chaloim, some kind of Mara, something's going on over there. And that event then carried on with the person understanding a Nevuah from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But to have a Vayera Lo Hashem, so I didn't do the work, but I understand from Ramban that this is the only time in Chumash where it says that and there's no follow-up afterward. Vayivku b'malachim, and there's no follow-up. When Yaakov fought with the Malach, the Malach came and there's a whole story, a whole event. Right? Zeh kelyon veyu. And what happened? Vayerik v'ayin Hashem. So again, we understand that he received the korbanos, but in terms of pshat and pasuk, right, that's what Ramban's pointing out.
Okay.
Right.
Would it be possible to say that the Ram's shot that how can Adam go from he's sitting outside in the hot day, he just had a perceived, and all of a sudden by Ayavar Ayara, it's according to Rashi, makes sense to Levan cold, and according to the Ramban, what changed between the two that all of a sudden he's by Ayara?
Right.
Is that after the deep elitus with Hashem, that's what got Abram to start to run, because he finally the connection with the
Kaddish Baruch Hu,
and therefore...
So the Ramban doesn't... it's a possibility, but I don't think that's what the Ramban is saying. There is the parallel of what the Ramban is saying is that by Har Sinai, so the Kirvas Elikim in Har Sinai was Merap everybody. There were no movement in Har Sinai. The Sfasemis points out that Moshe Rabbeinu says Vani Kvad Peh, and he rolls for Sayim. Right? So what happened that Har Sinai, when he spoke to Paroi, he needed Aaron to speak to Paroi. Seres HaDibris, what happened to every Nebuah, because Baruch Hu gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu afterward? So Seres points out, I think the real Advar, he points out that obviously Moshe Rabbeinu had a refuah by Har Sinai. Gemara says, there are no sumim in Har Sinai. If anybody could not see, if anybody couldn't hear, because we're going to wrap it. So this understanding of what Chazal are saying certainly parallels what happened at Har Sinai. But it's conceivable, but you need Makoris to say that that's a natural consequence. That a human being has to be b'shleimus to have kivus elokim. It could be. But you need the makaris to... Okay. Let's go a little bit further on... Let's try to finish up. Soif. Ze'ov lemisve ze'ov lenizakim. So we explained yesterday three pshatim in the Shakal Vatari of the Sugya, Rashi Lishna Kama, Rashi Lishna Basra, and Tosfos, correct? Rashi Lishna Basra says that the Gemara is saying, Soif, we have a pasuk that teaches me, Bor Shal Asara is Mamis, and a Bor Shal Pochas Me Asara is Mazik. And we have a pasuk of Bamesi Eloi, that's the boar Lemisa, and the Nafal Shoma Shor Echamor is the boar Shalhezek. In a similar way, the Shita Mekubetzes brings the Bali Atosvis, and the Tosfos himself, our Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that it says bor twice in the pasuk, ki yechre ish bor, v'chi yiftach ish bor. So why did it say bor twice? So Yerushalmi says bor lehezek and bor lemisa. So, in that, the according to this mahalach, we have the at least something in the psukim themselves, perhaps as clear as ubier and vishilach. You have psukim, all right. So we have bor v'chsav. Two kinds of boros, two obvious of boros. Tosfos says the havamina of the Gemara is very difficult according to this Malach and Rashi, because if in fact the Gemara was going to darshan, was going to darshan in Nafal Shoma, or the Nadarsh and the boar appearing twice, so how could the Gemara say, Lo Yud Ksiv Alei Tes Ksiv? But how do you learn the Gemara? Lo Yud Ksiv Alei Tes Ksiv? Yeah, Yud Ksiv Alei Tes Ksiv. Strange. Why did Ravina and Ravashi record this for us? Why did they record a conversation in the base of Medrash where at 10:20 they said, can't find it, and 10:37 you can't find it? All right, so then Ravina and Ravashi just give us the results. So that's all that happened in the base of Medrash, is that at first they were fumbling in the Chumash, and then they were able to find in the Chumash. So it doesn't make sense to have that conversation recorded. So Tosfos says dismissive of Rashi's pshat that we have that the Gemara accepts the idea that it says bor twice to psukim. If that's l'chayra, if that is the correct way of reading the Gemara, Tosfos is saying, so why didn't this Gemara read like every other Gemara? Gemara says benof al shama, right? Every other Gemara until now says v'tanya v'shilach z'eregel. We should have a brisa. Enough of Shama Shor Bchamar Zeb Bor Shol Pachas Mites. Amesi Eloi Zeb Bor, or could even be more elaborate. Ksiv Bor, right? Ksiv Ki Yiftach Ishbor, Ksiv Ki Yichru Ishbor, Bor Haynu Bor Lehezek Bor Lemisa, right? Gemara would have said Minayin. So that's how the Braisa would have presented it. So that's why Tosfos says this does not seem to be the pshat in the sugya, because if the sugya would ultimately be saying that I have two psukim, then the Braisa should have simply presented two psukim. What about the Lashon Rishon of Rashi? So Lashon Rishon of Rashi saying midiyuka dekra. Says v'amezi Eloi, mizeroim v'istochois, that there is a boar where there's no mezi Eloi. V'diyuku dekra. D'mashma boar asora, k'stam boar is yod, so boar asora, the bar mikdilu, today it's a boar that's mamus. All right. So that means that we're going to have to go right there and say that a boar, that obeis are even, if we get it, with the yuka dekra. Khalil said this morning in the Beis HaMedrash that there is a question that is raised by Rashi, the opening Rashi of the Sugya, of the Mesechta, says that the obeis are hanuch tachsiva behedya dekra. And in Davdalim and Beis, Rashi says, "Ob dechsev, heichod the korilo of dechsev." So Rashi doesn't say word behedya. Right? He has it by should have by Rashi. No. Always korilo anach dechsev bechra. Right. So that's Rashi. So what's the chiluk? Why doesn't say anoch the siven behedya v'kro? So Daniel is suggesting that perhaps Rashi in the Mishnah is setting us up to understand that the habit of the sugya is that every ov has to be behedya. So that we learn the Gemara, we understand the assumptions of the Gemara. But once the Gemara gets enough gimel and aleph, and the Amayromer Mechadish, that even though in the Braisa it doesn't have a boar shell teslazik, but the Amayrom said it's an ov. So it's learned not behedya, it's learned midiyuka dekosav. So we have either that it's behedya because it says kinofel shoma, or misvara, and Tosfos says that it's all midiyuka dekra. It's not midiyuka, it's misvara. Tosfos says if it would be midiyuka dekra, so again we'd understand the chiluk between lo yud ksiv le tes ksiv and soif soif. the Gemara. So the Tosfos explains that the Gemara is explaining to us that they were being medayik in the pasuk. What were they being medayik? It says bor, and it says vameis yeloi. So Tosfos says that stam bor is very, very deep. By having both bor and vameis yeloi, so I understand the gzeiras hakosafu. I understand that the bor is any kind of pit that ultimately could kill. Lochi yitzrich tarvayu. Lochi parach loites ksiv lo yud ksiv. Vehedya. Umasik soif zoif ze oblemisiv ze oblenizok in pirish. Kevon de bor yud lo ksiv vehedya. Ela mafkinen misvara mevemezi aloi. De beinan kidei lohomis. Vekim le rabbonan dainu bor yud. So bor tes nami avi svara davi oblen izokin. Came on the yesh boy kidei lahasik. So then Tosfos says a kasha though. Umi kol mokin. Loi me matinan odem min izokin. The krav and nafl shom ashor loi ari el bor yud. So Tosfos now is a kasha. What's the kasha Tosfos ask on himself? Which explains us, gives an understanding of why Rashi would not be makabel Tosfos. Which means kol mokim. Loy mamatinan. Odom in Azokim. Right, it says, Shor v'l'yodom chamar v'l'keilim. And the Gemara says, Shor v'l'yodom means that if a dead shor you have to pay for. But if, God forbid, a person dies, then there's no din of hezek. Right? Chamar v'l'keilim. If the kelim get broken. So, we learn that from a nafl shama shar chamor. What happens if a person falls in and gets hurt? What's the din? Chayim, right? So, Tosfos is bothered that, according to Rashi, Zach Gevaldik, the nafl shar chamor is a bor shel tes, right? No, again, the nafl shama shar chamor is a bor shel tes. Right? And then it says, Vamesi Elohim Zabor Shal Yud. So, Tosfos asks Akasha and Rashi that how can we darshan Shor V'lei Odom, V'chamor V'lei Kelim, how can we darshan that on V'nafal? Nafal is your Bor Shal Tes. That's one of Tosfos' Akasha and Rashi, right? But if V'nafal is the Ov Shal Tes, then it's very difficult. Because that's dafka what we say, shor v'leyonim. And by a bor shel tes, we don't say shor v'leyonim. Tosfos says, "Mikol mokayim loy mematinin odom minizokin dekra devinafal shomer shor loy ari ela mabor yud." So Tosfos says, but according to my pshat, so there is no bor tes mufurish bekra. Devinafal shom is referring to a bor shel yud. Right, v'nafal shama. What's shama? The bor shel yud. So we are mimayit odom only mimisa because that's the bor that is because that's the only bor which has the possibility of being mamis. Again. We call mokim lematin and odom in azokin. The krov and nafal shama le ari el of a bor shel yud. The bor akosu bikra is the Borshal Yud. And we learn Misvara that it's Borshal Yud because of Mesi Eloi. And then we learn from Svara that there's another kind of Bor that's not Mefurish Bikra. So V'nofal Shom is the Bor Mefurish Bikra. Right, the Tosfos says that's how I was able to, that's how I can fix up my kash against Rashi. Right, the kash against Rashi, against the second limit of Rashi is very strong. Against the first limit of Rashi, so then it's only the Bar Mamis which is mentioned in the Pasuk. But according to the second limit, both Bor Shel Tes and Bor Shel Yud is mentioned in the Pasuk. That's one of the kashas that places against Rashi. Let's discuss one more Nakuda before we finish here, and that is if the animal falls in to a Bor Shel Tes and the animal dies. So the Baal is potter. So how do you understand why the Baal is potter? Right? Animal was a live animal. Yesterday I described that it was happenstance. Didn't have to die right. It was going to die anyways right now. Because that's Rashi's abortion test is not Mamis. But L'chorin is very difficult to say. Right? The Gemara says that for Uvein kills Shimon. So we don't say to Reuven, maybe Shimon died of a heart attack. Maybe Shimon is about to die anyways right now. You just happened to shoot him at the moment when Malchamos was coming anyways. We say that by Sofek, Gemara says that we don't kill a person based on a Sofek. So now we have a Sofek of you. So Gemara says, go bust a Reuven. Reuven people, if they are shot, then they died because they got shot. Right. So over here, when the Gemara says that Bor Tes is Einoi Mamis, right? We have two obvious. You said this point of view. What distinguishes between the two obvious? That the distinction is that if I have a 9 Tefach pit, it's not Mamis. What does that mean? It means if a shore drops into my 9 Tefach pit and dies, the Torah says I'm potter. Right? Why should I be potter? What din is the Torah establishing over here? At the end of the day, I mean that's what we're discussing. Bor Tes and Bor Yud. Right? What's the purpose of having a Bor Tes and Bor Yud? Chazal explained to us that Stam Bor HaMemes is a Bor Yud Bekimlu Chazal. Right? We understand how we got to this point. We got to this point because Chazal, because it says V'Amesi Yaloi, so therefore there must be an event that is exclusively about Misa. V'Amesi Yaloi, why did the Torah say V'Amesi Yaloi Bor? So it must be that there is an exclusive din of Bor and Misa. What is that exclusive din? So Rashi says there's an exclusive Bor Shel Misa because of Mesi Eloi. Yerushalmi says Bor twice. There's a Bor Shel Misa. Rashi says in the first Lashon there's a Bor Shel Misa that we learn Midyuka Dekra, and Tosfos there's a Bor Shel Misa that we learn Misvara. At the end of the day, we have a Bor Shel Misa and a Bor Shel Hezek. What is the significance of having a Bor Shel Misa and a Bor Shel Hezek? So a Bor Shel Hezek, Stam is the mazik that we've thought about whenever we think about a person creating a something in the Rishus Rabbim that can cause you to trip and fall. All right, good. What's pshat in Bor Shel Misa? So the Chiddush. Right? That if a person digs a Bor Shel Tes and the animal drops dead, then I'm potter. Right? The whole point of a Bor Shel Yud is to teach me that if an animal drops dead in a bor shel yirim chayiv, right? Any kind of hezek takes place in a bor shel chayiv. The whole chiddush of a bor shel yud is to tell me that a bor shel poches miyud, I'm not chayiv for the animal that dropped dead. Right? Am I right? Our Gemara says bor shel tes bor shel yud. Right? Bor shel misa bor shel nizaken. Good. So we spent yesterday explaining how we got to that point. All right? Maybe I can't say that we are fully satisfied, but we are fully satisfied that there's a bor shel tes bor shel yud. We have to expand the way that we look at avos. Good. Fine. There is an importance to the having an av shel tes and av shel yud because the din of shor v'lo odom only applies to a bor shel yud. Not sure, there are different halachas than a bor shel tes. Tomorrow we'll discuss psul mikdashim. There are different halachas. Good. So now, one more question, a little bit of a deeper question. So the Torah gives me this setup. And again, the major purpose of this setup is that I should understand if I dig a pit pachis miyud, I'm potter if an animal drops dead inside my bor. Good. That's the din. How would you characterize that din? How would you formulate that din? What's the term being mechadish to me? So Rashi says, my bor did not do that. Loi machmas habor meis. The ain boy kidei lomis. What do you mean my boy didn't do it? The animal died in my bor. So, pashtus, it was a shvach bor, a shor, right? It was a sick shor. No, so what does it matter, a sick shor? So I'll pay you back for a sick shor. Right? What is this din? How do we understand the din that Baruch Hu is giving us? What's the din akra? Bor shel yon, bor shel tez, animal drops dead, so I'm potter. Why am I potter? Right? So Teisva says, ki ein, this boar is not a boar they can kill. The be'inon kidei lomis, v'kim l'rabbonin, d'haynu bor yud. So this is not a boar they can usually kill. So, but l'maisa, it did kill. Right? Rashi is even stronger. No, it didn't kill. Taisva says, this is not the boar that usually kills. Rashi says, no. I go to Beis and I say, my boar did not do it. So, what is the din that the Torah is being mechadish over here? That if I am mazik somebody and he's weaker and therefore more susceptible to hezek, so then I'm a potter. No, do you know what you're saying?
Possible din in my shvira that I have a if it's a bor shel tes. So I have a certain level of shmira that should regard hezek from happening, but I'm not necessarily responsible to provide a level of shmira that can prevent death because I don't expect death to happen. Which is okay, and if it's a deeper pit, so I have to add on a level of shmira. Then it's more dangerous. Or like a person has like a very dangerous dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. Go ahead. It's a very dangerous dog.
If you have a very dangerous dog, so the person would have to put a very protective fence around the dog to make sure that the dog didn't attack anyone.
Right, but if the dog bites but doesn't kill?
If you have a dog that's dangerous but not so dangerous, so you definitely have to have some sort of protection around the dog. But if a freak accident happened...
But the dog could hurt somebody, so it couldn't kill him. The dog could bite him, but he couldn't kill him because it doesn't have rabies. So therefore, I have a lesser obligation to do shmira.
Because the whole din of bor is a chiddush. Anyway,
Okay.
So, Mechatesi that I'm chayiv on Nisa that wasn't kulo my fault. I mean, let's say you say, like Tosfos, that it definitely contributed to the death, but it wasn't a normal occurrence for me.
Right. So, like Tosfos Nevav. Right? Tosfos Nevav says that, what's the lashon of Tosfos? By Likha, this is not what usually happens. Right. So I didn't have to come to expect it. Right? And therefore
my level of Shmira is less than if I would expect than if I should expect it.
So do we understand that? In other words, a person could have to go to rehab for 5 months because he broke 5 bones. So that I'm responsible for. Right?
It makes sense, because I should have protected from that kind of damage happening.
But the fact that he died...
That I had to provide that level of protection.
The greater the danger, the more Shmir I have to apply. In this case, I didn't provide the Shmira.
Let's say I provided enough.
Is it practically speaking, though, is that true?
According to
this,
it sounds like a freak accident. Right?
Right. So therefore, you're saying for care. You're saying, really, I have to provide Shmira. In this particular case, the accident which took place was Lamal Manate. So therefore I'm potter, right? I'm potter because the event which took place was not one that
is encompassed by my
maybe not Shmira. My sezik which I did, we're saying, did cause this death. However, it caused the death in a fashion that is lamala menateva. Under normal circumstances, it shouldn't have caused his death. So, again, so the Torah is saying that in the case of Bor. So I'm only responsible for the events that this boar could cause al pi derech hateva. If my boar caused something to happen, shelo al pi derech hateva. The mashal that the achronim give is if I leave something, I leave my knapsack on the roof, and a ruach she'ena metsuya comes and takes it off the roof. Storm wind comes. Right? So I did something stupid. I left it there. But normal winds would not take it. A wind that never happens in this neighborhood comes and moves by and puts it in the place. So then, am I chayav for that boar?
Forgas.
Who's that?
It's
not enough forgas. My ruach she'ena metsuya.
That's the
kasha. Right. Pashtus is that I should say I'm potter because I'm an onus. Right? The easiest way to say what Daniel's saying is I'm an onus. But this has enachanami. The guy would have dropped down, and the shoulder dropped down and lost 4 legs. I'm high. I'm not an onus in that. But that the short died, I'm an onus in that. I'm an onus. Rambam's lashon is, I'm ki'onus. I'm close to being an onus. Torah is saying that when it comes to creating a boar, right, when it comes to creating a boar, so I'm held responsible for all damages that I could have foreseen. I'm not sure if it's a chiv shmira. I have to figure it out. Torchiyin. If that's correct, that the shmira actually changes. But I'm chayiv for all of the hezek that I could have foreseen. Hezek that I couldn't have foreseen, I'm not chayiv for. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, my boy did not do this hezek. Right? Now, what Zev is saying is the kasha which many achronim ask. And they say, but even if the deal is correct, is tchilosei b'pshiya v'soif avoynes. Right? There is I did do something stupid. I dug a door, a borshal test. So that could have maimed a person. All right? So now an onus happens. Instead of being maimed, he dropped dead. So the chayra, we have a machlovi paskin, tchilosei b'pshiya v'soif avoynes is chayav. So what's the term being mechadish? So we don't apply that rule in the case of bor. So what I wanted to, we're not getting to where I wanted to go, but what I wanted to discuss is the din that the Torah is giving me, that a bor shall test, if a shor drops dead in a bor shall test, the Gemara says that the baal habor is potter. So how do we define this din? How do we take this din further? How do we take this din to to leaving something b'shus harabim? What's the getter of din? So Rashi explains that if I'm able to say that, if I'm sure, if I can say with certainty, my boy didn't kill this person, how I can say that? It's a pella. How do I know the shor didn't kill the shor? The boy didn't kill the shor. Taisva says, along the lines of what Daniel was saying, Taisva says that it's not darkoi. What happened over here, not normal. So it's not normal. Okay, so that could be an onus. Right? How an onus is difficult, Daniel is saying it. I'm an onus because I'm mechuv to find this kind of shmira, to understand it practically. But the kashu which the Achronim raise is tchilas b'shiv b'soif in eschayim. And Rashi in the first lashon could some be exeris akosif that we don't really understand. But we still have to be magda the din. So that's what we're leaving open a little bit. What is how are we defining the din that a bor tes is potter mechiyev misa? Are we defining the din that any time something which happens which was not expected, I become potter? Are we defining the din that Chazal gave us a yediyah brura that in this case the boy didn't kill, so really we can't expand the din. We could never really apply this din. There's one situation where Chazal say, boy didn't kill him. All right. But if we can't apply that svara with certainty, there'll be no other case where we'd supply that. Unless all the doctors in the world would say, boy didn't kill him. All right. I'm just a unique din for one specific case. According to the way Tosfos says it, which is easier for us to understand that this should be called an of, with a unique din, is that it's an unexpected hezek. So if a hezek happens beyond what I expect, so what's the hezek adover? So if you have a chance, you can look at there. I've seen a few svarim that discuss this. The Birkes Avraham discusses this. No. Have Nachman in it? Oh yeah. Okay, I didn't see that. And Rosh Weiss discusses it also. So let's and tell a little bit. The Birkas Avraham points out a Birka Shmuel that is worth looking at. I have a simcha mit Hashem out of town, so I will not be here either Sunday or Monday mit Hashem. I'll be back on Tuesday. And so on Sunday, please be ma'ayin at this further. And I'll hopefully bar makomus for you for Abnei Sekinah Masoi for Monday. And then Tuesday we'll wrap this up and finish up. Okay?